As far as places to play, I like to play any place where people are actually coming to see me. It's a different thing than having to be in a place where people are just sitting around and you have to get their attention. Or where the people are a type of audience that you know you can reach, even though they may not know exactly that either you were going to be there or what you do. Like a few months back, I opened for the Doobie Brothers, 2,800 people. Did 40 minutes and got an encore. That was really fun. And that is what the game is all about to me. Go out there and see if you can get to them. That's what I wanted to do when I was 17. Maybe I felt like I was doing a magic trick and tricking them. And it worked. But is that being an artist? I'm a performer. I'm an entertainer. I'll let somebody else put the artist title on it. Because artist, I always thought that was somebody that painted. Maybe recording artist or performing artist. No, I don't know. Like I say, I'll let somebody else name that. I just love having the job of walking out on the stage and seeing if I can make people forget for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever I'm given, forget their problems, or maybe what was going on outside or in the world, to take them away so they can take a little piece of that with them in their lives. I try to do that with music I write, and maybe that's why I like film scores. I feel like I'm barely getting started or just getting started. No way do I feel like I've made it to a place where I'm going to just sit. Retire? That's something you do to a truck. And I'm not a truck. But I'll keep on trucking. Yeah, the world is increasingly diverse in its musical influences and what people listen to. Well, that fares well for me because I like to play guitar and detuning or Carter Family music or a couple Latino-based or influenced songs. Old-timey banjo, frailing, or bluegrass, flat pick guitar, mandolin. I'm finding that the audiences are accepting all of that in a better way, I think, or in a more eager way than they used to. I think that's important because that's what I do. I hope people like it. I can use those notes to back up a story or to transport them to a different time and space. I've been very fortunate to be in a lot of time and spaces. I've been very fortunate to be in a lot of spaces that no one else will ever be in. No one else will ever be in the dressing room with Bob Dylan and Eddie Van Halen on the same night, sharing a dressing room just before a show. No one else that I know of will do a show with Bill Cosby and have Dizzy Gillespie sit in with him when Mr. Cosby asked me if we'd mind having somebody sit in. That's who it was. There's a long list of things that I've been so fortunate to do. I thank Jeff Hanna and Jimmy Ibbotson, Jimmy Fadden for a lot of that because the songs Jimmy and Jeff picked got on the radio, helped give me a reason to play music. Always wanted to be on the radio. And I've been there, but that's not enough. I got to tell about some of what I've been doing in a book I've been working on. And on stage with the video stuff that I've been presenting, taking the footage and stills and 8 millimeter footage my mother shot in 1967 of the Dirt Band and 8 millimeter footage I shot at the band in Russia, bringing that out, putting it up on the big screen, telling the story of the Circle album with montages and live music on stage. That's an exciting thing to try to put together. It's been working good, too.